Welcome to the Grant Writing Seminar with your host, Dr. Eurydice Moore on WGCR.FM.
I'm Dr. Eurydice Moore, the grant writer of Safe Haven Community Skills Center, and your host for this half hour. At Safe Haven, we serve the local, national, and international communities. You may send your kind contribution to Safe Haven, Post Office Box 24117, Chicago, Illinois, 60624. Or you may contact me at 773-407-5372. Or 773-426-0271. And you may even call in question during the taping, which is on Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Your questions will be welcome. Your sponsor for this half hour is National Human Services Accreditation. If you would like to be a certified grant writer, a certified case manager, a certified non-for-profit manager, just contact the National Human Services Accreditation at 773-407-6208. National. Our upcoming show for this half hour is part 3 of proposal writing. And we're going to have a real quick review. For those of you that are just tuning in, perhaps you missed the show. Perhaps you missed one part, or you might have missed both parts. You could just call me at 773-407-5372, and we will play catch up. No problem. And then you'll be right along with the rest of us. Now, in part one, part two, we talked about what is known as the standard proposal. This is like a generalization proposal. There's many different kinds of proposal, but they all have the same key element. Now, the proposal that I have been instructing you on would be very valuable to you. For instance, if you're reading through funding directory, or you meet people at dinners or lunches, and you should carry one with you. And someone just say, just give me a proposal, or just send in a proposal, which means they gave you no guidelines, no instructions or anything. So the information that I'm sharing with you, this is what you send. Now, there are some people there that in the funding community, the funders, that request for you to ask for guidelines. And in the guidelines I covered in one of the shows, they will tell you how many pages your proposal can be, what kind of paper it should be on, the font size, the ink size, so on, the ink color, and so on and so forth. These are guideline people, and they will even tell you how to assemble your proposal and to send it off to them. So there's two types of proposal: standard proposal and the guideline proposal. This teaching series has been covering a standard proposal, and in part one I went over the different key elements of a proposal: mission statement of organization, history, grant request, need statement, program outline, and methodology. That's what we had covered. In the mission statement, I share with you how important it is to tell people your purpose, the reason why you were formed. And under history, I told you you must share your organization background, your credential. Why are you in existence? The type of people that you serve. And then for grant requests, I told you you asked for a lump sum amount of what you need to do your program, project, or service. Now, under need statement, we got down to the nitty gritty of the need statement. In the need statement, you was encouraged to write with the clients in mind, not the needs of the organization. Give me. Not that. What is it that the community need? The people in the community. I told you about how important it was to identify the problem, and I mentioned to you that every community have a major issue. One might be crime. Another one might be teen pregnancy. Another community could be women contracting the HIV/AIDS virus at a rapid rate. Another could be drugs. Every community have a major issue, and I told you to identify it and write about it, and then I told you you had to provide proof, evidence. You had to have statistics, and I began to share the different places that you can seek statistics to back up what you have put out there in writing. You can contact the police department that can give you crime statistics. Contact their CAP office. You can hit the information highway, the internet. You can check, you could use the censor, go to the library and pull up statistics, so on and so forth. If you want the additional statistic information that I share, you can just simply contact me at 773-407-5372. Then we cover program outline. This is the time for you to rise and shine. This is the reason why you're writing. After you have given your background, your track record, your history, your credential, now I mentioned that this was the part where you're writing down the program, project, or service that you want the funder to fund. You give the description of your program. You give the who, what, when, where, and how. I shared with you about you must describe who the program is going to be for and who will be implementing and overseeing the program. I also mentioned to you, you had to let the funder know where the program will be taking place. Will it be on your site or will it be at a church? Will it be at the library? Will it be indoors, outdoors? Will it be at a park or at the park district? So on and so forth. I also told you that you had to let the funders know the days and hours of operation. Will your program operate from Monday through Friday? Or is it a once a week or 2 days off the week? Is the program just weekend or is it holidays? I even mentioned if the program was just geared towards the evening. You have to let the funders know what you're doing. But whatever you tell the funder, guess what? That is what you should be doing, because funders will make surprise visits. So if you tell them that your program is located in room 203, guess what? The program should be in room 203. Now, things do happen where you have to make adjustments and you have to make changes. But it is very important that you communicate this to your funders. It's about trust. It's all about trust, character, and integrity. And you want them to keep funding you. So this is pretty much what we have covered in part one, part two. Now we're moving on to part three of the series, and we're going to explore goals and objectives. What is a goal? A goal is a broad general statement. It doesn't give too much information. An objective. What are objectives? Objectives are specific, measurable details. Now, sometimes people get the two confused, and it is a very thin line, and it is easy to get the two confused, to get confused between goal and objective. Now, if you would keep this tip in mind, you will be able to define and to distinguish between the two. Remember, a goal is a broad statement. Example, my goal is to feed hungry people. That's a goal. to provide educational opportunities. That's a goal. To develop a reading program. That's a goal. Not too much information, just a statement. Now, objectives are specific. Objectives give more information. Objectives are measurable. You can trace it. And based on that, you can come up with an evaluation program. Now, example of an objective. Now, I gave you an example of a goal stating to feed hungry people. My objective is to feed 500 African American low income residents of the Auburn Gresham community between the ages of 18 to 55 years of age once a week on a Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Objective. Do you see the difference? One give you brief information. The other one give you detailed information. Goal, objective. Let me give you another example. Goal, to provide a reading program. Objective, to provide a reading program for 25 multicultural elementary students from the 3rd to 8th grade. From Monday to Friday, a special reading workshop will take place for 1 hour at local elementary schools. Objective. Okay. So, you see the difference between goal and objective. Another thing that I want to mention about objective is that you could use your objective to develop your evaluation. Now, what is evaluation? Evaluation is what funders are looking for, and it's built into your proposal. Now, one thing about proposal writing, everything is related and linked. Mission statement, goals, objective is related. And funders look for consistency. They look for continuities. And they also look for discrepancies. You can't start out seeking funding for an after-school program, and then you get into your goals and objective, and you start talking about dance classes and cultural events. Things have to match in proposal writing. Now back to evaluation. Evaluation is built on your objective, your goals, your mission statement. Everything is tied in. Now, you have to provide proof to the funders that you did what you said you was going to do. Example, with the food pantry. Let's say I did a food pantry and my goal was to feed hungry people. And then I mentioned to you and the objective was to feed 500 African American of low income. And I gave you the age and I gave you the location, so on and so forth. All right, I got to prove that these people showed up for my program. Whenever you do a program, a project, or service, you should always keep an application. You should have an application on everyone. When anyone shows up, you should have sign-in sheet. Let's say you're doing an after-school program. All right, in the program, you got tutoring, You got math assistant. You have computer. Each station should have sign-in sheet. You should have a sign-in sheet for every activity. See, it's all about proof. Proof that people showed up. That food pantry, the feeding of people, I should have an application on each person that come to attain food. And not only that, then whenever they show up, they should sign in for it. Now, there are different methods of evaluating a program to accumulate proof to the funder that you did what you said you were going to do. Let's look at pre and post tests. This is pretty much helpful when you are imparting knowledge, when you are encouraging people to learn something. This is good for literacy program. There's all kinds of literacy program: computer literacy, financial literacy, reading literacy, just to name a few. Literacy is when someone is knowledgeable about something. Illiteracy is when darkness is present, ignorant is there, and you provide knowledge to eradicate. You have been listening this half hour to the Grant Writing Seminar. Your host, Dr. Eurydice Moore, on WGCR.FM. We're what the world is looking for.
Slide. I'm home.
This is just open speaker. I've been waiting for you all day.
Wait, hold on. I am being sweet talked by the couch.
That's right. Just sit down here on your comfy couch and don't move a muscle.
Mm.
Let's just sit and watch TV.
Oh, I really shouldn't.
Come in, let me give you some sugar. You still love chocolate, don't you?
Back off, couch man.
Dorothy?
I'm tired of what you're doing to my friend. Ayana, don't let him sweet talk you.
But baby...
That's enough from you. Let's go window shopping, girl. Like maybe for a new couch.
When temptation is calling, call on your sisters to provide you with the motivation and love you need. Eat right, get active, and reduce your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Go for success with the power of sisterhood. For more information, go to everydaychoices.org. Brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, the Ad Council, and the
station. Best in music from around the world. WGCR.FM.
Welcome back to the Grant Writing Seminar. Your host, Dr. Eurydice Moore. And we was talking about evaluation. And we're going to finish this up and move right along. I mentioned that if you want to impart knowledge, and all you have to do is give what is known as a pretest. I mentioned literacy program, computer, reading, financial literacy. You test the people first, grade the test, give the instruction, and then test them again, the same test. This is known as post-test. You have pre-post-test, and you save it, file it away, and you have proof that you did the program. Not only that you did the program, prayerfully, hopefully, that second set of scores of your people, your clientele, will be higher than the first. And the reason for that is you want people to know, the funders, that you have made a difference, that knowledge was imparted, it was acquired. So if someone get a 70 in a pretest and you impart the knowledge and they get a 90 when they test it again, that look good for you. But if they get a 70 and then you give the post test and it's a 70 again, or it dropped down to a 60, that do not look good. That is telling the funder that you did not make an impact. It's all about making a change and an impact. Now, some other items that you could use in evaluating your project, service, or products so that you can have proof that you did what you said you was going to do is the distribution of surveys. Surveys are usually 4 questions. 5 at the most, where you distribute to your clients, and they kind of like grade you. They grade the organization and the programming service or the project. Questionnaires are similar but a little more lengthier, 10 even up sometimes up to 20 questions, and where they will also grade the organization, the program, project, service, personnel. Testimonies are excellent. Someone come to you and say, I just don't know what would have become of me if it wasn't for you. Grab them, run into the office, type it up, have them sign it, put it in the file, have it available for the funders. And there's proof that you have made an impact. Interview. You can interview various clients in regards to the services, program, or project that you have provided and recorded. Outside consultant. You can have a consultant to come and evaluate your books, the operation, do observation, and write up a report and submit it to a funder. And this will be your evaluation. Another helpful way is known as skill assessment, which you pretty much use for a training program, a rehab program, or you're trying to train someone for a skill. All you do is give instruction, and after you give instruction, then you rate them on the skill. They have to do a practical. After receiving classroom instruction, there's a practical, and you rate them on a scale of 0 to 10. How did they do? And funders are interested in good scores. You want a rating over 5. All right, so what's left? What's left is that when you have completed your proposal, Many funders will ask for additional information, known as attachment. Always send copies, never send original. Many of them will want a copy of your article of incorporation, 501c3, board list, financial statement, such as audit performed by a CPA, balance sheet. Some will ask for your last year, your current year, 990 that you submitted to IRS. Resumes, job description. They want to make sure you have qualified people to carry out your organization mission, to carry out the program, service, and projects that you want them to fund. They want to make sure you have qualified people, people that know what they're doing. Letters of support. There will be time when they will want a politician to issue a letter verifying that they are aware of you, of your work that you have done in the community, and that they full-heartedly support you. They're behind you 100%. You can seek a letter from your alderman, U.S. congressman, state senator, or representative, some municipal official. Copy of statistic. Sometimes it's not enough to write the statistic. They want you to write it in your proposal and then submit a copy. Now, whenever you pull up statistic, you want it to be the most recent. That's very important. Any brochures or articles, a brochure of your organization, a real nice colorful brochure, sometimes they want an attachment, and newspaper clipping. It's very important if you can get journalists to write about you that looks good, so you send them a copy of that. Linkage agreement. Some funders, if you know what's really big in the community now, grant writing community, collaboration. We hear it all the time. Organizations working together. And they want it written out like a memorandum of understanding, like a linkage, that organization A is going to provide shelter. Organization B is going to provide food. Organization C is going to provide another service, whatever service they're going to provide. Then everyone signs off on it. So, you have been listening this half hour to the Grant Writing Seminar. Your host, Dr. Eurydice Moore. God bless. Godspeed.